Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, October 11th. Two candidates running for alderman of Davenport's 6th Ward will advance to the November general election. Richard Kluwel and Sean Liddell were the top vote-getters in yesterday's primary election. The November 7th general election will determine the replacement for Jeff Justin, who resigned from the Davenport City Council last summer. An old building in downtown Davenport, now supporting local artists, may soon become a landmark. Herb Trix has more.
Tonight, the City Council will consider local historic landmark designation for the John Kelly Company Wholesale Groceries Building at 225 East 2nd Street, currently the home of the Bucktown Center for the Arts. City Planner Ryan Rusnak says this is an early step in the process of qualifying the 107-year-old building for the National Register of Historic Places. That's important because then it would qualify for tax credits.
Historic tax credits has really, really allowed for I think the resurgence of the downtown over the past several years.
Built in 1910, it was used as a warehouse until 1948 when it was converted to retail space. It became the Bucktown Center for the Arts in 2005. I'm Herb Trix.
The Iowa Supreme Court will visit the Quad Cities this week to hear a case and talk with high school students about the court. A case from Muscatine County versus Carlos Garcia will be argued tomorrow night at Central High School in Davenport. Garcia was convicted in 2015 for selling cocaine, but his conviction was reversed by the Iowa Appellate Court and sent back for a new trial in Muscatine County. The native of Honduras had been living in Muscatine for 10 years when he was arrested. His appeal is about whether he should have had an interpreter with him in court, even though he said he could understand English well. Tomorrow afternoon, the justices will visit Davenport West High School. Then on Friday, they'll meet with students from Assumption, Davenport Central, Pleasant Valley, North Scott, and Bettendorf High Schools. Moline is trying to help the Illinois Department of Transportation keep the cost of the I-74 bridge project from rising and keep the Mississippi River clean. Construction workers are digging a long trench for a new 6-foot storm sewer, but the ditch is quickly filling with a lot more groundwater than anticipated. Michelle O'Neill reports the DOT came up with a plan to fix the problem.
So for us to lay this pipe, for me to get somebody in this hole, we can't put the pipe in the water. We have no place to pump the water to do that. And obviously we can't pump it into the river, so we have to have another way to get rid of it.
That's Jeff Stanley, the pipe superintendent from McCarthy Improvement, a subcontractor for the I-74 bridge project. He's working with Moline Public Works Director J.D. Schulte, who says first the water will be pumped into large blue tanks to remove all the sediment. The amount of water will be a huge increase for Moline's treatment plant, resulting in an increase in costs for the city. But Schulte says the city probably won't charge the Illinois DOT as much as required by an ordinance written for much smaller amounts of water.
As we take a look at this and see what kind of, what kind of challenges it introduces to the plan, I'm hoping that we can get maybe closer down to something closer to what our regional rate is we charge to those types of customers.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
The new storm sewer is just one part of the $1.2 billion I-74 project, which includes the new bridge and nearly 8 miles of interstate. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.